Steve Pride, Mansour, and Fernando.
Yay! Steve Pride, Mansour, and Fernando will be our LSB members for Committee of Inclusion, P&B Committee of Inclusion.
I would not like to be the convener.
Can someone else be the convener?
I have
a question.
I'm sorry, the secretary has a question.
So that, you said that was Mansour, Fernando, and Steve Pride?
Yes.
Okay. And do we have the final count?
Fernando with five.
And that was six, and Mansour was six. And then there was an elimination because some of them were full, some of them were 25%.
No, pardon me, it was 8 and 7. And then
we had to take those off, right?
Yeah.
They had to get transferred for the 25% or whatever. Okay, so
they went up.
We'll have the
Mansour 6, Steve 6, and Fernando Pride 7.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure we have that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Results will be re-examined by an outside source.
Still,
Secretary has all of the ballots.
Great.
It makes it easier.
Jan?
Okay. I have a question about the committees of inclusion, the committee of inclusion. I think Michael Novick or Lydia, maybe, or somebody else can answer this. I thought that we were electing. Just hand me this. Okay, so I thought that we were electing people to the National Committee of Inclusion.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
We are.
No.
Well,
okay. That's why I'm at Charles.
Just to clarify, it's called the P&B Committee of Inclusion, but there are five P&B Committees of Inclusion, one for each station. So we're in the P&B Committee of Inclusion for KPFK, and once we have that elected body, that body can add additional members to its own ranks as needed.
So
we are all on the National Committee of Inclusion?
No, there's no single National Committee of Inclusion. There are five P&B Committees of Inclusion, one for each station. That's how it works.
Wait a minute. Okay. So,
Lydia, Charles is looking it up so you can read it.
This is under Article 8, right? Other committees of the Board of Directors?
So if we can add other people.
I got it. Okay, shall I read it?
Yeah.
With the mic, please.
Committees of Inclusion, Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 4, Committees of Inclusion. In addition, there shall be established in each of the Foundation's radio areas standing committees of the Board to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in their respective radio station areas. These, quote, Committees of Inclusion, unquote, shall include one director and three LSB members from each radio station area who shall be elected by their respective LSBs, and such additional individuals as those four shall choose by majority vote. The committees of inclusion will monitor both station programming and staffing in consultation with the LSBs. They will also monitor the diversity of election candidates and work with the LSBs' appropriate committees to improve the diversity of election candidates at the local and national level. These committees of inclusion shall monitor diversity participation in consultation with the general manager, local committees, and the board, the status of which will be published and maintained in each respective radio station area. Communities deemed to be underrepresented by the committees of inclusion will be identified, and the extent of their underrepresentation shall be communicated to the board, the respective LSBs, and any local outreach committees. Station managers and appropriate LSB committees will be expected to consider these communities in their future decisions about staffing, programming, and candidate outreach, subject to any applicable state and federal laws and regulations. All station managers and committees of inclusion will report to the board and their respective LSBs quarterly on the status of diversity within their radio station areas. The board shall query and monitor radio station areas with identified underrepresented communities and any plans for addressing these underrepresented communities' increased participation. Where necessary, with due notice, the board will suggest and or direct managers and committees to implement specific measures to improve the status of underrepresented communities in their respective radio station areas. The board will assist and encourage station managers and committees of inclusion in finding new ways to improve recruitment efforts in their respective radio station areas.
The next order of business is sign up as a PNB task force. We have a convener for the committees of inclusion. Steve Pride will be the convener. Thank you, Steve. It's close to 2:18, and I'm pretty tired. We got a lot done. I would like to do a little straw poll to see how many people would like to push on and how many would like to adjourn.
Public comment.
Public comment.
I have an alternate for that motion. An amendment to that. We may have a fight tonight. I would say we should get through unfinished business so that the next time we meet, we're just starting with fresh business. And that'll take, it should be less than half an hour to complete everything. Is a half hour of public comment?
5 minutes.
We use some of it up. So that's my amendment is to get through item 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah, I would like to recommend something to the chair that in the future, if we have any election, good man, you could ask him to come from San Diego to supervise a neutral person rather than, you know, these people that they are being, you know, confused.
Thank you, Ray, but we've already taken that under advisement. We appreciate your comments.
Very good.
Thank you. And we're going to, as we said, there was a motion made to have the election results reviewed by someone such as Mr. Goodman. So we'll validate the results of the election with the neutral third party, such as you suggested. We appreciate your comments. There was a motion on the floor to
bring that, to not try to complete the meeting, but to end that completion of item 7 of the agenda.
I'd like to conclude item 8. I'd like to amend that motion to include item 8.
Okay. Speak louder or use the mic.
I'd like to amend that motion to include item 8.
Item what?
Eight.
No, that's new business.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I want to amend the motion to include item 8.
Lydia?
It's not a friendly amendment.
It's not a friendly amendment.
We voted on Grace's motion.
Yes, I would like to take a vote on the amendment and the main motion.
The main motion.
After listener comment and see how long that takes and see where we are in that contract.
Accept that. I mean, that's an immediate good idea.
Thank you. So, listener comment? Are we at public comment?
Yeah, just general open public comments.
Before we vote, we always take public comments.
Okay.
There's a list.
And there's a queue.
I didn't put myself.
Okay, I'll put you on here. Yeah, I certainly will. And we have Adam Reich.
Gary?
Gary.
Mr. Gary.
Okay.
I always am.
Okay. 90 seconds.
Go ahead. Let me give you a show.
Okay.
So, I actually wanted to kind of save this to the new motion. Congratulations to everybody that got elected to the committees. I hope you'll do something with them this time. It hasn't happened in about 5 years. Several of the proposed motions are ridiculous. First off, beyond the fact that the motions were not brought up and brought to this body correctly, which I don't care about, honestly. We spent a lot of time talking about corporation code earlier in regard to the PNB. However, a board member attempting to use his position on the board to gain employment violates the oath of loyalty. That's kind of what it is. You know that one, Jan?
No.
Look that one up. That's in the corporations code. You can even look up duty of loyalty. Okay? It's called the conflict of interest that is created by that. Alright, now that may not apply directly to Ali, seeing how he's not technically a director, but the spirit of that is being violated by this motion coming forward.
10 seconds.
Okay. The spirit of that was also violated by people who've been to law school not knowing the difference between the FTC and the FCC and attempting to torpedo our fund drive before it started based on a BS lawsuit that Gary Null hasn't even filed yet.
Thank you, Adam.
Facts and facts.
Okay.
So, I know we spent 2 hours listening to BS. Those are the actual facts from the station. Thank you for that.
Appreciate your comment. Next up is it Rosemary Elizondo?
Behind the statue.
No.
Okay. So, you want to go to the bottom? Yeah. Alan Coey?
Okay.
Do you want to pass this on? Oh, thank you.
Okay. Didn't know there was a full agenda, and I have some other business that maybe can wait for the personnel committee.
Could you hold the mic closer?
Dismissed, fired, what have you, as a telephone answerer. Or I was sent an email by the general manager in response to a discussion we had saying I would not be in a position to talk to any listener or client of KPFK. I've been a volunteer. Everybody around here knows me. I'm accused of swearing at listeners on the phone, of sharing emails that come in about the safe harbor with our program director, and supposedly when I sit at the front desk, I'm the personal secretary to Leslie, which was not a part of my job description ever, and I've held that position under different general managers and volunteer coordinators, and I don't need this job. I'm not pleading for my job back. I'm just saying
10 seconds.
The P-U-R-G-E, the purge word, should be on people's lips when we talk about factions in KPFK and whether you're on one or the other.
Thank you, Alan. Next up, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, sure. So I hope that does not take away my time. In your inbox, I responded to Grace Aaron and Ken Aaron for the barrage of motions, 8 motions, and illegally out of order because during the governance committee, they were not deliberated on properly, and they were not written properly, they were not introduced properly, but yet they show up in a huge agenda for today. And the agenda itself needs to be contested because it was not deliberated upon adequately during the body that met a few days ago, the first body of the governance committee, which prepares the agendas for this body. The other thing is that while I was working for 2 months on KPFK, I did more work than many of the business managers have done in a long time. So there's been a barrage of business managers hired at KPFK, and just when I was getting ready to collect all the paperwork to start bank reconciliations, that was pulled away. I'm glad the executive director is here. She can probably address that. If people want me back, since I have inside knowledge of vendors and everything that was going on and is going on, I'd be more than happy to reconsider. That's another issue. I'm also challenging the illegality of this election results. And there will be a class act lawsuit filed. Don't worry, Pacific is not going to be burdened. We want to see who were the 250 electronic votes that were jammed in on the 4th of January to undo what should have been the election results. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Israel?
I guess this is the only public comment period. I would hope that notes were taken by the secretary of any pertinent points made by listeners as well as by the board, since you're doing rather detailed minutes, which aren't required but appreciated. I think we need to have a sense of priorities. I hope the board will address this soon, namely the crisis and the whole foundation. I listened to most of the last two PND meetings, and it's just outrageous. That's unbelievable. Crazy. When I say crazy, I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about the process, the procedure, the dysfunctionality. No way to run a foundation or a network. This board here is in far better shape, I'm happy to say, than the national sounds like. But a priority should be of this board, whatever influence it has on the national, to try to set things right. And that connection, if you just have a report from our interim executive director, I think that should be on your agenda as well, since she's part of our body here. And perhaps between the two of you, that is the board as a whole, and Lydia, perhaps some either mediation or fact-finding procedure can be set up so the issue of the New York representation is settled in an amenable, consensual, rational, true, beneficial, et cetera, way.
Thank you. Is it Chris Ann?
Yeah.
Eastwood?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd like to not be taped by you.
Oh, okay.
So maybe you should sit at your seat with your name or something.
I don't appreciate
that. I've been sitting for hours. Okay, I don't care about your life. Just ask your board member.
No crosstalk.
Thank you. Okay. Easy peanuts. Hey, my name is Chris Ann Eastwood. I'm a volunteer here at I'm working with the Safe Harbor. I see some fans here looking at your names. I don't recognize a lot of faces. I don't see you on the station, but I see your names. So a lot of fans on Facebook. Big fans actually. And I would ask, I would challenge the board to whether your staff or whether your listener to cease and desist denigrating the station and members of the staff on social media, because it does not help our cause at all. If you have issues with the station and so forth, have them in meetings and not on social media. If we're trying to get donors, we're trying to get funders, most businesses, if you're a staff member and you air, every place I work, if you say anything bad about your work on social media, you get fired. And so we need to maybe put a curb on that. Also, I think in general, I think less time spending on how to run a meeting and running the meeting, get things done, and particularly about your number one job as board members, I think, is fundraising. And I hope you are all making calls to all of your phone lists and all of your personal folks to get them to make pledges during Fund Drive. I mean, that's what a board of a nonprofit does. You generate fund, whether you assist in grant writing, whether you provide your mailing list, whether you're hosting fundraising events at your home. I hope that's your number one priority, because it seems to be obstructionist meetings. And I would definitely say that I have only attended a couple of these, but I mean, today's was clearly a Marx Brothers movie. And yes, I know. You're always so good at talking to me.
Yeah. I don't talk to you. I'll let you know time here.
Is that your job?
Thank you. Public comments time.
Madam
Be respectful
Chair.
Of each other and listen to the person who has the floor.
Madam Thank Chair, you. I'd like to direct my comments to you. Just to go back to the Committee of Inclusion. The situation in Houston caused us to lose CPP funding.
Right.
So it's very important that, as Ms. Goodman and others, see to appoint people on that committee of inclusion, that it be diverse, that it be people from the community, and that it be people with experience with the governance structure as well, but mostly experience with the community. I think that's very important. So that's why I direct my comments to you, so you can make note of that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your comment. Next up is Greg Cordish. Greg Cordish?
Not here.
Oh, he was just here.
He's in the bathroom.
He was just here.
John Gary.
Hello, John Gary, KBFK listener sponsor. I'd first like to wish very good luck to the producers of Safe Harbor. We need new programming. We need to try out new things. And I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Next, I'd like to thank Fred Blair for producing a written treasurer's report. It's very appreciated. It also includes comments by other people in the Pacifica community. I have a question about an item on the bottom of page 2.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe these national numbers because our CFO reported at the February 9th NFC meeting that Pacifica had to borrow $90,000 to make the January 29th payroll. Now, perhaps this has been discussed by other people, but this is news to me. So maybe eventually I'll learn who at Pacifica, whether it's the national office or someone else, borrowed money to pay for national office expenses or for an individual station's expenses.
The CFO. Our new CFO.
Borrowed money to...
Yes.
That's
what he said. I can't verify it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Greg's back.
Greg?
Yeah, I don't want to speak. Thank you.
Rosemary Lanzando?
Somebody told you that.
Thank you. Okay, I've asked this last time, and I want to ask you guys again. I'm going to sort of borrow Chris Ann's comments that it really is important that your main function is to protect the future of KPFK and Pacifica. It's not a private or a personal club or station. It's the listeners' station, and we want it to survive. So please do all you can to raise funds to come to the station and answer phones. Do everything you can in your power to make the station survive. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? No, this public comment. Thanks, though. You can come up and speak.
We should speak.
He doesn't have to.
It was a mistake to whack the first 3 hours of Roy of Hollywood.
Any other public comments? Thank you for your comments, sir.
I have a public comment.
Man, yeah, sir, you can
tell me what Roy played on the 1st of February, if everybody's such a fan.
All right.
Sorry.
Anyone else? You can go up. If you want to make public comments, go to the microphone in the middle of the room.
No, I'm moving.
Not from your seat as a board member.
Real quick.
She can speak again.
No,
if there are no more public comments.
Yes.
No,
there's no more public comments.
If there's no more public comments,
she mentioned.
Okay. Real quickly. So also the fact that all the committees are now being closed to listener members, unless they are selected exclusively by this body, knowing that there's a majority, a closed majority, it is unfathomable. I am challenging that. Other people are challenging that. How dare you close a voting membership from the listeners at every committee, LSB committee. It has been historically open to the participation, voting or non, if people select not to vote, but not by your say-so. This is undemocratic, this is uncalled for, just completely unethical. So, thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment in regards to the Roy of Hollywood petition that's been circulating. We are now over 512 signatures in support of restoring his program hours.
Thank you. We have time for one more speaker.
I would be really interested at the next meeting if there was assigned seating and that the chair or whoever's in charge would try to mix it up, because I see a lot of factions and people kind of, you know, working. It seems very coalition-y and clicky. And, you know, I understand that, you know, in our houses of Congress, it's, you know, Democrats and Republicans. But I think we're better than that. And we don't have to be so coalition and clicky, because you're elected. You know, I don't like slate politics. I don't like pluralistic politics. I like individuals, particularly the talking when your public, which is, I'm your volunteer. I'm helping to keep the station running. I'm there. And that comment was really, please don't comment.
We expect our speaker.
It's embarrassing that a board member is going to heckle a public listener.
There's a point.
Or are you one of the listeners who called to pretend to be a drug addict on my show? Please, I don't need your comment. Don't talk. My turn. I'm the public. I've been a listener for years. I am a volunteer programmer now. You are doing the things that makes this board laughable. And so what I need from you is to think as individuals about keeping the stage, keeping Pacifica, keeping the dream alive, because the big picture is radio is dying. We have to sell radio to a new generation of listeners. That should be your priority.
Thank you for your comment. That will conclude public comments. I just want to make a note here, guys. We're the board. We're inviting the public into our home to speak. If you're going to invite someone into your home to speak, the least thing you can do is to be respectful of them. You may not like the things that they're saying, but still, this is no time to have all of this crosstalk. I mean, in order for us to engender some respect for those out in the community, we have to be respectful of them in kind. And I would even say to a different level of respect, because we have been entrusted in doing what's right for the station. So we have to elevate ourselves to an even higher level of control. So let's remember, this is our house, and we're inviting guests. Thank you. Let's figure out where we are on the agenda.
I had a motion on the floor. Dorothy made an amendment. Just to speak to her amendment to go on to number
eight
is obvious that I'm making the motion to not go on. And number eight is the big mountain. So I'm saying, well, we can extend, we can, you know, try to get through to complete number seven, and that'll bring us close to present time as opposed to being still in the past. We'll approve a tabled motion and minutes, and we'll have taken care of all our bureaucratic administration in terms of electing members to the advisory committees for the LSB.
Michael and then Myla.
I would like to ask the maker of the original motion to add included item 10, which is the announcement of our upcoming meetings.
I defer to that. That's fine. That's fine by me. It's just to announce them. Well, these meetings are posted on the LSB. There's no point in reading this into the record. There's too much data here for people to retain just because they heard it over the mic. It's got that's a lot of detail, and it would be available on the KBFK calendar.
Can I make a motion, please? In view of time, I would like us to stop the active part of the meeting after quickly approving the long deferred since November, either up, down, or abstain of the old minutes. Those of us who weren't here in November, just abstain. It's no biggie. And we've already agreed to move that long floating around, we're not even sure if it was tabled, motion about strip programming. We've already discussed at governance that will be removed from the table and forwarded to the programming committee along with other programming related topics. And then we're going to pass, I would like us to pass on the extensive and contentious debate of these motions, go right two announcements and then go home or wherever we want to go.
Okay.
No.
I'm on the staff.
Second.
Myla and
I have
Grace
and Mike, and then get home.
I know a lot of you are anxious to leave. However, I think that the reason that the governance committee put the motions, many of these motions, forward, is because they are of a pressing nature, and I am therefore speaking against putting off discussion of the first six of the motions. I'd like to see how far we can get through on them.
Let me ask, did these motions actually go through committee?
No.
Yes.
They did not. They did not. They went through governance.
Okay. Who's next on the stand?
I am.
Grace?
Okay.
Mike Mentor.
Okay. The first thing is, I started this. My motion was to take a straw poll to see how this body felt about either continuing or adjourning. You know, if we start to have people leave the meeting, we're not going to have a thoughtful process with these motions. So the straw motion would be, how many people want to continue, how long do they want to continue, and how many people want to adjourn?
All right.
Can we do that? That's my original motion.
How many people are in favor of continuing the agenda?
The full agenda.
The full agenda. It was second. There was a motion made in second. The full agenda.
I have two, three, four, five.
To continue.
On whether we should continue.
Six.
Seven.
Let's raise the hands again. How many would like to continue with the full agenda? Raise your hands. Hi. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Let's adjourn.
How many would like to shorten the agenda as described going through the old business?
The old business. Okay. Unfinished business.
Actually, it was whether we wanted to adjourn.
Or adjourn. Right. How many people want to adjourn?
How about asking for extensions?
How many do we have?
After I take the names.
Adjourn. Who want to adjourn? Yeah.
How many would like to adjourn?
It's just a straw poll.
This one, is, yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. How many abstentions?
Abstain. One. Two.
No,
you
voted.
You don't need to vote one.
Okay, two.
Okay, so we have
three. Two different.
Yeah. Two, three.
We have six in favor, nine opposed, two abstentions.
Okay, I move to adjourn, which is not debatable.
Second.
Yes.
Second.
And it takes precedence over all other motions.
Perfect. All those in favor? Show of hands.
So we don't have a place for our next meeting, right?
Okay.
We'll come up.
One. Two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
12. Those opposed?
One, two,
five,
three, four. I only got four.
This, one, two, three, four, five. Abstention.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
one.
Six.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so motion carries.
So we don't have another meeting.
No. Motion carries. No.
No.
Yeah.
Meeting.
There is a next meeting.
That's the next Sunday in March.
Yeah, perfect.
Third Sunday in March.
I'm sorry. We have the calendar.
Next meeting is third Sunday in March.
Yeah, we have the calendar. Thank you.